This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 2, the reading begins at verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, have thine own way. Father God, have thine own way. Father God, overcome Satan in our lives today. Today, 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 have thine own way and overcome Satan in our lives. Today, 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 in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen and amen. I call your attention to the topic and theme and subject of the power in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. If you don't remember anything else about this sermon, and I hope that you remember much else, but be sure to remember that the power that is in the name of Jesus can deliver you from the power that Satan exercises against you and that he exercises over some of you. Again, I say the power that is in the name of Jesus can deliver you from the power that Satan exercises against you, and for some of you, from the power that Satan exercises over you. Some of you are fully under the power of Satan. You're in bondage. You've been captured. He has stationed his forces around you, and you're operating within his domain. He has your mind, your heart. He has your resources. And you think that things are great, but you're in captivity. Others of you are not under his power, but you are under his attack. You may be Christian, and Satan, by having targeted you, may be causing havoc in your life, and you may not understand what's going on. Here in Philippians chapter 2, Paul says a whole lot in a very few verses. It is almost wrong to skip what he says in verses 1 through 6 to talk about what he says in verses 9, 10, and 11. But I want to talk about verses 9, 10, and 11. But don't forget that he tells us to be concerned about others. He talks about love rather than being so selfish unto ourselves. We ought to look unto the things of others, making sure that their welfare is also taken care of. Some of you won't give anything to anyone because you're very selfish. Paul talks about that. He said in verse 2 of Philippians chapter 2, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He looked not on his own things, but he looked on the things of others, yours and mine, and he saw that we had a problem. And so he came to take care of our problems. Some of you only handle that which pertains to you and you care nothing about others. That is not Christian. That is absolutely un-Christian. That is absolutely un-Christ-like. Because Christ, who was God, came to handle our helpless situation. And we are to do likewise. That's why Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Some of you won't help anybody. As long as things are going well in your life, you are happy. And you care not about the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged, the downtrodden. That is patently unchristian. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My friend, if you are a Christian, you ought to come and read this until you fully understand it. This will get you out of Satan's bondage. This will get you out of Satan's captivity. God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name, given him the name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven. At the name of Jesus, the angels in heaven must bow, and things in the earth. At the name of Jesus, everything on earth must bow, and things under the earth. At the name of Jesus, everything in hell must bow. Let's read that again. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's read Philippians chapter 2, verse 11 once again. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Don't dare call yourself Christian and deny the veracity and truth of these words. If you call yourself Christian and do not believe that God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name, and that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Don't call yourself Christian. Don't you dare name the name of Christ and not believe this. I'm going to read it again for you, starting at verse 5 in Philippians chapter 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If you don't believe that, you need to go get saved. If your pastor doesn't believe that, you need to get him saved or get yourself another pastor. If your bishop does not believe that, you need to get him saved or get yourself another bishop. If your deacons don't believe that, you need to get them saved or get yourself another deacon board. This is absolutely, absolutely critical to the Christian faith and to success and victory over the enemy. Satan has attacked the church, and some of you do not believe that, but you must believe this. And those of you who don't believe it, you're in Satan's captivity. You're in bondage. You think you're intelligent. You think you've moved on beyond the ancient literature. All you've done is moved into the domain of hell. And Satan is having a field day in you, in your life, and more than likely in your church. Because Satan has deceived you. He has abused you. Satan has captured you because you no longer believe the core and essence of the Christian faith, of Christian doctrine. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. 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 Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. The power that is in the name of Jesus. The power that is in the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to God the Father. Hallelujah to God the Son. Hallelujah to God the blessed Holy Ghost. With reverent specificity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.